the top players and legends to the very best analysts around the world from wherever the beautiful game is played. This is BTP. Now, we're talking football.
Yes, hello folks, welcome to Beyond the Pitch and These Football Times. Absolutely delighted to be joined here with my regular co-host Martin Woolworth and the two boys from Football Times, James Hart and Omar Salim, both of whom will have joined us today to bring this podcast to you, which is our first initial podcast confirming our partnership, as we mentioned on social media yesterday. Really, really excited about how this collaboration is going to work in the future. You know all about Football Times content. It's exceptional. We're really looking forward to partnering with these guys. So first of all, our first podcast confirming that arrangement and what the fan, the listener should expect in the future. I'll say hello to both Jim and Omar first. How's things, lads?
Good, mate. Good.
Very good, man. Thanks for having us.
Pleasure, Martino. Pleasure as always, mate. You and I know each other inside out, so I'm sure you have a few words to say on this as well.
Absolutely. It's an absolute honour and a pleasure to be joined by these Football Times and exciting times ahead for us.
Yeah, just to celebrate the launch of this partnership, we're going to be giving away a beautiful Football Times Beyond the Pitch collaboration t-shirt, the details of which are on both our Twitter and Facebook. You'll be able to find how you can win those. We're going to give 8 of those away. So it doesn't take much to win them. And we always like to look after the listener. If you're a Football Times listener, you'll know all about their content. Our content is, we have Spanish language, we have Premier League, La Liga, Bundesliga. We have a collection of big name players that are regularly on our platform in the last 2 weeks. Just to give you a quick overview before we bring in the lads of what we've had on BTP. We had Romelu Lukaku, we had Brian Robson, we had Hugo Sanchez, the Mexican legend on today, Giovanni Lo Celso from PSG, Kevin Trapp from PSG, Mikel Silvestre, just all the last 2 weeks. We've got tons of other stuff lined up, and we're honoured to be a part of Football Times. For the BTP listeners, Omar, Jim, what should they expect with these Football Times?
Yeah, hopefully we're going to work with you guys on some more content. Obviously, all of our content is long form. We've got the biggest long form site in the world, a library of 2,000 features that are well over 2,000-3,000 words. So hopefully we're going to work with you guys and provide some pretty good content for Beyond the Pitch, long form content. I think we're going to focus on Manchester United for a period of time, but we're going to be looking into all different areas. So the way I see it is, you know, some of those big names that you just rattled off, hopefully we can get some long-form articles going with those interviews, so people can have a little background knowledge of the people that they're listening to speaking. So obviously with a podcast, you have a certain amount of time, but this will give readers the opportunity to perhaps have a little read first or read whilst they're listening, and get to know the people a little bit more that are on Beyond the Pitch. So yeah, that's the first thing. Hopefully we can collaborate together. We've got a great staple of writers that are located all over the world. We've got senior writers in Siberia, in Ireland, in the UK, in the US. We've got a couple of writers out in Africa. So we've got people dotted all around the world that can provide the local knowledge of the game. So we'll be working together on some pretty cool podcasts and yeah, we'll feature stuff in the magazine as well. So we've got our long-form magazine, which has done brilliantly well so far. We've got the Netherlands coming up soon. So we'll work together with Beyond the Pitch on some stuff in the magazine as well.
So, Jim, you're a magazine primarily, right? What about your website and stuff? If my listeners are listening to this, becoming familiar with Football Times for the very first time, tell me a little bit about exactly who Football Times are.
So we started out, so Omar was he's the editor-in-chief and the founder of the website. So it started out as, you know, thesefootballtimes.co, long-form site, and also the original coach. So kind of we have the storytelling side, which is, you know, what we talk about, the long-form, going over the history of the game, everything from culture to African football, like you mentioned, to, you know, the history of English football. And then We've done a podcast called The Lob for a couple of years. In addition, over the last year or so, I think it has been almost exactly a year, we've been publishing this print magazine. We're now up to issue 5, which is the Netherlands, which will be shipping in about 2 weeks. But the website itself is just this beast now. It's grown into this wonderful archive of, just amazing writers from all over the world that are just so passionate about the game. And they, we get these guys who just produce these gems of writing that are just amazing. I think, you met Chris Weir, one of our senior writers from your neck of the woods, Phil, Northern Ireland. He's just a fantastic writer. And Andrew Flint from Siberia, who's now moved to become sort of a senior editor as well as a writer, who gives us content on Russian football leagues and other things. So, like Omar mentioned, we've got over 2,000 long-form articles in our archives that you can go and search, and nothing's behind a paywall. It's all wide open for folks to enjoy. So,
you got anything to add to that, Martin?
No, I think it's a really exciting time for us all, I think, with the content we bring and to be able to reach a much wider audience worldwide, it can only mean good things. I mean, I'm excited to see what you guys bring to us and we can provide for you guys. So it's, very exciting for us all, I think.
Yeah, there's so many magnificent stories out there that get drowned out, that don't get heard because there's so much screaming and yelling about transfers this time of year, which is so sad. Look, we all recognize this as part of the TMZ in football. We all recognize this as a necessary evil, and I suppose to a degree we all like a bit of it. We all like to hear who's going where, but there's so much more to football than who's going where, than which human beings changing employment. I'm excited to see the stories that so many people don't get to read or don't get to hear about that are happening everywhere in football, that you have such exceptional writers to cover that to such a degree. They're in these locations, they're on the street, they're hearing things, they're not hearing it from secondary sources, they're not aggregating content from somewhere else, they're telling the story firsthand. We're excited about you bringing that to us and, giving our listeners another platform to consume content and become aware of things that, look, we just don't have the resources to be able to tell. So looking forward to that. You talk about Russia. Guys, there's such a big story to be told about Russia. When we look at the World Cup, is what, 9-10 months away. There, so many people have so many questions about what a fan's going to expect when they get there. What type of what is it going to be? A welcoming atmosphere? Hooliganism? So many different questions that we look forward to covering with Football Times.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is the sort of thing that we'll do well together. Hopefully we'll ramp up that Russian content as the World Cup draws a little bit closer, because we've got a whole load of resources and people out there that we can call on. This is why I think our partnership will do so well, is we actually specialise and we've done well in two completely different areas. In all honesty, our podcasts, while they're interesting to listen, haven't always had the best production value, and sure, it's not something that we specialise in. So to join up, it's not just a case of two great, great websites, great organisations joining up. It's something where we can actually improve each other, and that's the key. You've got plenty of opportunities to join up with other sites, but the most important thing is that you get together with someone that's going to make your own content better, that is going to diversify your content into other markets and other areas. So for us, joining with Beyond the Pitch is exactly that. There is no better site out there for podcasts. They're the most interesting. It's got the best hosts. We were lucky enough that we work with Juan Arango, who I know is doing some of your work and stuff, and he's just spoken so highly of Beyond the Pitch. So for us, it was just such an easy partnership to go into. And I know that we're going to produce some great content going up, leading up to the World Cup and that. Just to touch quickly on what you were saying before about the sort of stuff that people are reading. There's so much clickbait out there at the moment. This transfer rumors, news, that, brilliant. There's great sites for it. You know, you want to go on Sky Sports and ESPN. They're brilliant. They do it perfectly. But I think the average football fan has this... You always look back to your childhood for a lot of your footballing knowledge and for a lot of what you believe in the game. I certainly look back to the 80s, and I'm a Liverpool supporter. I look back to the 80s and remember... Some good days been downhill
since.
Don't you, you remember exactly the great players. Well, you remember all the great players. I as a kid, I remember that I would be asked by my dad who I support, and I'd say John Barnes. Yeah. I wouldn't even know the difference between Liverpool and John Barnes. But so then to read about John Barnes, to bring those memories back, this is what people want. You know, you grow up following a player, and you lose it as you get older. That sort of that player comes down off a pedestal and he's no longer the god that you think he is. But to read back and to remember those moments, there's something quite special in that. And that's unique to everyone. Every single person out there that follows the game has those memories that they had as a child that were built up over a period of time watching their team. And to relive them is something quite special. And I think that's why we've ended up getting into a point in the market here, which, you know, football is a difficult market to get into. It's so saturated and there's so much nonsense out there as well. But we've got into it and we've come up with content that's a little bit different. And that goes back to why I think our partnership is so good, is because you, at Beyond the Pitch, you've done the exact same thing. You've gone into the market and you've got people in, and you've created this audio library of interviews that is just like it's unlike anything else out there.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I remember my days, my young days going to Old Trafford at 10, 11, 12, 13 years old, walking up, paying at the turnstiles. And, you know, it's obviously a blast from the past, so to speak. But, I mean, people want news from different, you know, different sources. You know, some people want to listen to it on podcasts, some people want to read it, some people want to watch it. It's so when you can find a partner that's going to complement each other, so to speak, I think it's I think that's the way we're going to go forward. And it's, like I said, perfect partnership for us.
Guys, you tell a comprehensive story that goes way beyond what just happened in the last 5 minutes. So much of football is reactionary. So much of it is defined by what we just watched in the last 90 minutes, whether a player is good, bad, or indifferent. But there, you know, football and the way football is even played today has changed so different and evolved so much. If you look back to what you were saying, players from our era, there was a lot more going on in personal lives than what was going on today in personal lives. There's so much more stories to be told that don't get told. That when you're a football fan, whether you're new to the sport, where you've got so much to consume and you're trying to build an understanding of the game based on the past, the present, and the future, or whether you're a forensic fan like we are, there's still so much to understand about the game. Look, if you're a Football Times reader, whatever, and you're becoming just familiar with Beyond the Pitch, you summed it up a little bit there, Omar. Look, we've been going around for quite a while. We've been doing this for close to a decade. In that time, you know, we've spent years on Sirius XM FC out here, national radio. We're now NBC. We work with NBC, produce a couple of shows a week for them. Myself and Martin do a show every week with Danny Higginbotham, where we review the biggest talking points of the games from that weekend. Then myself and Martin do a show that's specific to Manchester United that we often do in collaboration with United. So there's some exceptionally unique content there. And then we have MLS content. The guys do an unbelievable job with that. We've just done our sixth US international in a row. And then, of course, Juan Arango does both English and Spanish language with a wide variety of other contributors, but you guys have an exceptional array of contributors that we're really, really excited to be working with. I've spoken to a couple of those, spoken to Jim briefly. Some of those guys will be joining us to do podcasts to cover different topics that they discuss. So if you're a listener, please make sure you tweet ourselves, follow us on Facebook, follow Football Times on Facebook, Twitter, etc., and tweet us in your questions and stuff, because whilst that you can't call in, you can certainly contact us and we'll customize a show based on what our listeners want. And as football guys, football men, we're responsible for creating what people discuss. So if we want to have people discuss this game more in depth, it's up to us to give them those types of things to talk about. So guys, from a BTP point of view, we're going to learn a lot from this relationship. You guys cover the game exceptionally well in areas that I'm interested in, even areas that I know quite a lot about. So many talented people there. It's an exceptional website, and hoping that our strengths complement yours and vice versa. And hopefully our listeners that have been listening to this show for a long time are as excited as we are now, and we've seen a great response to that. So really, really excited, gentlemen.
Yeah, we've seen a great response as well. A lot of people are really excited that we're teaming up. And I'm going to make, you know, one point about our content. You know, we're not just like a historical site. We don't just write about the days gone past. Mm-hmm. We also do contemporary pieces, you know. We had an article this week about David Villa, and which I thought was an exceptional article. You know, so we do write about contemporary players and what's happening in the modern game. It's just we tend not to take the ordinary path and tell the Omar put it, the clickbait stories. You know, we're not going to talk about, you know, is Alvaro Morata a better choice than Romelu Lukaku, you know, like everybody else is writing about.
Which he isn't.
Thank you.
Thank you, yeah, absolutely.
See, I knew we'd work well.
Oh, Morata is clearly the best choice. So.
Yes. By the way,
it's a very good second choice. I'll give you that.
What you've just learned is Jim Hart is completely incapable of separating his love for Chelsea and his analysis. I got two Man United fans, a Chelsea fan, and a Liverpool fan. So that makes two supporters of a big club, one supporter of a club that used to be big, and one club that just came into existence in 2004. So
where could this possibly go wrong?
Yeah, can we call this off?
Listen, one of the things, guys, United fans, but we're Jim and I talked about this the other night. Despite the fact we're Manchester United fans, we are critical of the football club when it deserves criticism, believe me. Which, if you're a Manchester United fan, you're going to follow us expecting to get a fanboy experience, you're going to be greatly disappointed, because you're going to find that perhaps 50% of what we put on social media related to Manchester United is just as critical as it is complimentary. So we believe in taking an objective look at a football club, bias and allegiances aside, and we think that's really, really important, because I often hear the same cliches trotted out about agents are bad for the game and this is bad for the game. It's somehow owners get away with bankrupting football clubs and taking $300 million out and don't get included in the discussion when it comes to what's bad for the game. And I want people to think before they speak, because so many people just repeat cliches. It's the greatest league in the world based on what? And we have a whole social media today that's based on their valuation on players and what clubs should pay for players based on video games. And so I think, you know, someone should pay $40 million, but not 45. How did you come up with that valuation?
Yeah.
Football Manager. I think, you know, we dig a little deeper in the game than that. So like you say, Omar, there's lots of sites that cover that well. That's not our expertise either.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know. This is good, guys. Hopefully we'll have a bit of fun as well.
Absolutely.
I think the game needs a bit of fun sometimes. It's also serious. You go on social media and it's life and death. And it doesn't need to be. I work in the game professionally, and even from within the game, I can assure you it's not life and death. So hopefully we'll have a bit of fun. We'll have a laugh. We'll get a bit of anti-United stuff if it's possible on the site.
Written by us.
yeah, exactly. Yeah. Funnily enough, actually, you said that. I think it was Pili put up a tweet saying that, you know, he's delighted that, you know, we're working together. Uh-huh. And the first thing that someone wrote back was, What do you make of the Glazers?
I know.
Be honest about the Glazers.
Where do you start wearing? Talk about jumping at the deep end.
I can put up a picture of my son celebrating his birthday, and I'll get the first comment back will be, are you United sending Fabinho? So it's, but, I mean, Martin, you experienced this too. Martin has a comprehensive background in the game as well. He worked at Old Trafford. I'll let him speak for himself. But he's a youth football coach in this country, one of the most prominent youth clubs, so brings a unique perspective also to the game, which we're excited about.
Yeah, I mean, a little bit different aspect for me, obviously, coaching the youth in this country. And we try to touch on that a little bit too, about the where the game's going and how it's progressing and how it grassroots, really. I mean, able to kind of break games down a little bit more. So we have all kind of angles where they come from, and we'll certainly break down some games and dispel some myths and have some little bit of fun with it.
Okay.
Anything else to add, boys?
No, I'm good. Sounds good, boys. I'm really excited. Hopefully people are excited as well. We'll get this started straight away, and yeah, we'll have some good content coming up.
Yeah,
I'm excited
too. Yeah, this will naturally evolve, guys, so thanks very much for all of the feedback that we've received so far. We're really, really excited. And for BTP listeners, if you've got any specific content that you would like us to collaborate with Football Time Zone, please let us know through the various means that you can contact us. We're really looking forward to expanding our offering and playing host to this magnificent content that Football Times regularly put out. So look forward to this getting going, and we will begin on this really probably next week, I would imagine.
Yeah.
All right, boys. Thanks very much for taking the time to join us and discuss this partnership, and thanks to all of you who support both sites. We look forward to providing this content come next week. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, everyone.
Cheers.
Bye now.